This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. It's been said, what you are speaks so loud I can't hear what you're saying. It's also true, what you say and how you say it reveals more about your true self than you might realize. Let's consider what James says about the tongue. We'll do a focus and amplify study of James 3, 1 through 12. I felt the focus was on transforming the tongue. This is amplified through three main points: perspective regarding the tongue, problems resulting from the tongue, and power released through the tongue. Under perspective, James noted the tongue is small in size but significant in influence. He said, controlling the tongue is tantamount to controlling your life, but then adds, no one can tame the tongue. Under problems I listed, mixed messages come from mixed-up hearts. A bad spring cannot produce good water. Healthy, effective communication is more than an art. It takes more than effort on our part. Under the point that power is released through the tongue, we need to recognize our accountability to God. We also must determine the influence we want to make. Ultimately, we need to trust God for the control and management of our tongue. Since no one can tame the tongue, we should deliberately ask the Holy Spirit to control our tongue whenever we intend to speak. James 1:26 summarizes the importance of having a transformed tongue by saying, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.